The more polycosmic, the better, I assume.
Of course. So whenever I hear you talking of quantum phenomena using the old terminology...
The FID version?
Yes. I must mentally translate what you're saying into polycosmic terms. For example, the simple case of a particle that is either spin up or spin down.
You would say that, at the moment when the spin is observed, the moment when its spin has an effect on the rest of the cosmos bifurcates into two complete, separate, causally independent cosmi that then go their separate ways.
You've almost got it. But it's better to say that those two cosmi exist before the measurement is made, and that they interfere with each other. There is a little bit of crosstalk between them, until the observation is made, and then they go their separate ways.
And here, I said, we could talk about how crazy this sounds to many people.
Orlo shrugged. Yet it is a model that a great many theorists come to believe in, sooner or later, because the alternatives turn out to be even crazier in the end.
All right.
So, I think I know what comes next. You want me to restate your theory of what the brain does in terms of the polycosmic interpretation of quantum theorics.
If you would so indulge me,
Orlo said, with a suggestion of a bow.
Okay, here goes, I said. The premise here is that the brain is loaded up with a pretty accurate model of the cosmos that it lives in.
At least the local part of it, Orlo said. It doesn't have a good model of other galaxies, for example.
Right. And to state it in the terminology of the old interpretation that FIDs are taught, the state of that model is a superposition of many possible present and future states of the cosmos, or at least of the model.
He held up a finger.
Not of the cosmos, but...
But of hypothetical alternate cosmi differing slightly from the cosmos.
Very good. Now, this generalized cosmos model that each person carries around in his or her brain, do you have any idea how it would work, what it would look like?
Not in the slightest, I said. I don't know the first thing about the nerve cells and so on. How could they be rigged together to create such a model? How the model could be reconfigured from moment to moment to represent hypothetical scenarios?
Fair enough, Orlo said, holding up his hands to placate me. Let's leave nerve cells out of the discussion, then. The important thing about the model, though, is what?
That it can exist in many states at once, and that its wave function collapses from time to time to give a useful result.
Yes. Now, in the polycosmic interpretation of how quantum theorics works, what does all of this look like?
There is no longer superposition. No wave function collapse. Just a lot of different copies of me, of my brain, each really existing in a different parallel cosmos. The cosmos model residing in each of those parallel brains is really, definitely, in one state or another, and they interfere with one another. He let me stew on that for a few moments, and then it came to me. Just like those ideas had spoken of earlier, suddenly there in my head. You don't even need the model anymore, do you?
Orlo just nodded, smiled, egged me on with little beckoning gestures.
I went on, seeing it as I was saying it. It is so much simpler this way. My brain doesn't have to support this hugely detailed, accurate, configurable, quantum superposition-supporting model of the cosmos anymore. All it needs to do is to perceive, to reflect, the cosmos that it's really in, as it really is.
The variations, the myriad possible alternative scenarios have been moved out of your brain,
Orlo said, rapping on his skull with his knuckles, and out into the polycosm, which is where they all exist anyway.
He opened his hand and extended it to the sky, as if releasing a bird.
All you have to do is perceive them.
But each variant of me doesn't exist in perfect isolation from the others, I said, or else it wouldn't work.
Orlo nodded.
Quantum interference, the crosstalk among similar quantum states, knits the different versions of your brain together.
You're saying that my consciousness extends across multiple cosmi, I said.
That's a pretty wild statement.
I'm saying all things do, Orlo said. That comes with the polycosmic interpretation. The only thing exceptional about the brain is that it has found a way to use this.
Neither of us said a word as we picked our way down the path for the next quarter of an hour, and the sky receded to a deep violet. I had the illusion that, as it got darker, it moved away from us, expanding like a bubble, rushing away from Arbor at a million light years an hour, and as it whooshed past stars, we began to see them.